This is Spotlight Health on Aspen Public Radio, our six-part series partnering with the Aspen Ideas Festival and the Spotlight Health Conference. Each week, we bring you conversations with an exceptional mix of inspiring and provocative experts who dive into topics of global and domestic health.
Good afternoon, I'm Allison Bektesh, and this is Spotlight Health. Thanks for tuning in. Health is the only category to get its own pre-conference leading into the Aspen Ideas Festival. This summer marks the fifth year of Spotlight Health, and today we look back at where it all began with conference co-directors Ruth Katz and Peggy Clark.
Our mission was to be the number one creative forum on health in the world.
We will relive some of the biggest moments over the first few years.
And the two of them were, for the first time, agreeing. And so it was kind of a historic statement.
Talk about the future of the program.
We take on hard topics like the Me Too movement, like masculinity, some of the most controversial things related to gene editing or GMOs. So I hope we'll continue to be really brave.
And get a sneak peek into the 2018 conference.
He studies his own body, and he has done this in such detail. Using a supercomputer, he was able to self-diagnose his own Crohn's disease.
This is Spotlight Health. Thanks for listening. In 2014, for the 10th anniversary of the Aspen Ideas Festival, organizers decided to add a third session to the program. But unlike the eclectic offerings of the general festival, they wanted to pick just one topic and focus exclusively on it. Health, says co-director Ruth Katz, was the obvious choice.
For several reasons. One, everybody sooner or later is touched by, involved with the healthcare system because each of us in our own way has to deal with our own health for a lifetime. Secondly, the Ideas Festival, the seven-day version of the Ideas Festival, as I understand it, always had a track devoted to healthcare. I believe it was the only topic that for the 10 years the festival had been in existence, that theme or that track was part of the festival every single year because it's so popular, and it's popular in part because everybody's interested in health because it touches everybody. So it was an issue that year in and year out was extremely popular at the Ideas Festival. It's an issue that doesn't go away. It's an issue that year in and year out, there are always exciting and new things to talk about. It's complicated, it's complex, but that's what keeps it new and exciting. And as I said, everybody is involved with the healthcare system sooner or later. So it was really, for those two big reasons, the obvious first choice of everyone to dedicate 2.5 days just to that one topic.
Co-director Peggy Clark agrees, after all, health is universal.
Health touches every one of us. It's important to all of us individually, as organizations, as nations, as communities. It's an issue that's of real interest to our aspirin community, as well as corporations and others. I'm not exactly sure why the decision was made to do health as the very first one, although I think there was a strong polling from our community that it would be of interest. But the way we look at health is really different. It's not like any other health conference or medical conference that exists anywhere else. It's really intended to be health out of the box. So it's health as it applies to the arts and culture, health as it relates to the economy, to business, health as it relates to political stability. So for example, in Spotlight Health, which is so creative and fun, we have Jean-Baptiste, the wonderful pianist and musician on the Colbert Show, in conversation with Walter about jazz, and then lead all of the people in Greenwald Tent in a meditation, and his discussion about why he believes music is so important to wellness, and his own volunteer work in hospitals. So we'd have Jean-Baptiste, and then we have the head of the CDC talking about how they handled the Ebola crisis or not. So it's intended to be, like all things Aspen, mind, body, and spirit. And so the way we approach Spotlight Health has that same creativity where we're crossing different disciplines and putting unusual people together in really engaging conversation.
Clark and Katz make it clear that Spotlight Health is not a medical conference. Along with doctors and health practitioners, speakers include researchers, patients, funders, startups, and journalists. And the access to the full spectrum of the health community is what makes the attendee experience life-changing.
It is not a bunch of individuals getting up and giving lectures on very sophisticated medical topics. That's not what we do. We do, of course, have experts in fields of medicine and health who do address, for example, one of our tracks this year is the cutting edge of science. You'll hear all about that. But you're also going to hear from health policy experts. You're going to hear from advocates involved in healthcare issues. The festival is designed to look at healthcare from both the domestic and global health perspective. We don't have a panel called Global Health. That's one thing you won't find. We integrate global health in as many of our sessions as we possibly can. You'll hear about healthcare politics. You'll hear from venture capitalists, business people. You'll hear from those who run major healthcare systems. So it's really all-inclusive approach to health and medicine, and we have a lot of fun things. We have movies every night with a healthcare focus or a healthcare angle, and a discussion afterwards with experts in the field of or issue that was covered in the movies. So you'll never find that at a medical conference. We do lots of fun things as well as have these very interesting, dynamic and cutting edge individuals talk about the big issues of the day.
Clark hopes that audience members leave surprised, inspired, and with an action plan.
Well, the ideal audience experience is real engagement. So we're always trying to break down the distance between the stage and the audience. And we have a number of participatory sessions that happen around picnic tables on campus or sitting in benches or in couches all across the campus, as well as our sessions. But what we really hope for is inspiration. Someone engages with the topic, thinks about it in a different way, and in a perfect world decides to do something about it for their own life or the life of their family or their community, or the world. We very often hear about how people are moved through the conversations that they have in Spotlight Health to do different things and to push for different solutions. And we have an ideas incubator at the beginning of Spotlight Health every year, and that's intentionally designed to address and push to solutions around some of the big issues around health inequity. And so I think if people are moved to understand some of the critical issues we're facing in our world today, that's very important. In the Jean-Baptiste session where we all meditated and he talked about the importance of music and health, I think everyone felt more peaceful and connected to perhaps a greater sense of how to integrate spiritual thinking into their own hopes for their own health as two examples.
Though just 5 years old, Spotlight Health has led to breakthrough moments, sparks on stage that led all the way to policy changes.
There was a conversation between former Secretary of Agriculture Dan Glickman and the current Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary Vilsack. That year, we had a track on food and food systems, and they were talking about GMOs and nutritional labeling. And that's a hugely contentious issue in this country. It's not so much in Europe and other places, but in the U.S., it is still a contentious issue. And we don't have standards or requirements for labeling right now as a matter of course. Like when you look at the back of your can of beans or something, you don't necessarily see that there's references to certification as it relates to GMOs. And the two of them were, for the first time, agreeing on the need for that. And so it was kind of a historic statement. And that was a model for us of how we could do more than just have a panel, but also create conversations that are curated with experts and others to really drill down on particular issues. So that's one. We have this really, really awesome thing called Undaunted. And we do it every year, one of the evenings of Spotlight, and we hold it at the Jerome. It's open to the public, and it's these incredible young leaders from Africa and Asia and elsewhere. And these are part of our Aspen New Voices Fellows program, and it's a TED-style talks that are very, very, very moving. And there's this one young man, BC Alimi, who was the very first person to come out publicly as gay in Nigeria. And then his life was in danger because of that. And he's now exiled. He lives in London. But he's a New Voices Fellow, and he talked in this very personal way about his own life and losing his best friend to HIV/AIDS and how he got the courage to come out publicly as gay. And so the whole issue of LGBT rights was illuminated through this very personal, very moving story with BC. So though BC's only one, but that whole night at Undaunted has these amazing young people who are giving us so much hope for the future.
Kat says the stories come back anecdotally about how casual conversations on campus have changed careers and furthered attendee research.
One individual, for example, after his experience came and spoke as an expert on cancer treatment, went off and wrote his first book, his first textbook on this topic, direct result of his experience at Spotlight Health. We've had individuals connect with funders to help promote and actually support individual projects that these funders learned about at Spotlight Health and said, this is a great idea, let's make it happen. We've had scholars, as you may know, one of the best things of Spotlight Health. Each year we have approximately 100 young or younger individuals involved in healthcare in many ways, whether they're in health journalism or they're a physician or a nurse or other health professional, or they run a non-for-profit, or they work for a health system or a community health center or in business, all walks of life from the healthcare field. Highly competitive. We choose 100. You have to be nominated. There's a committee. We choose 100 of them. They come together. They have an opportunity to meet people, the speakers and other attendees, that quite frankly, they are unlikely to have that experience anywhere else. And just recently, in fact, one of the Healthcare Daily publications that I subscribe to and is one of the best, wrote me a note and relayed the following story. They have their own contest to pick top scientists. The editor-in-chief of this publication was one of our moderators, and after the session last year, one of our young scholars went up, introduced herself to him. He was so impressed that he got her involved with this competition that they have every year, and she was chosen. It, you know, changed her career. So we have those kinds of things happen all the time, and lots of them we never hear about except anecdotally, but we think we provide an opportunity for young people to make these connections, for mid-career people to go off and write books, for organizations to have an opportunity to learn about the work of others and hopefully advance their own cause.
You are listening to Spotlight Health on Aspen Public Radio. We'll be right back. Ruth Katz, Vice President of the Aspen Institute, is Executive Director of the Health, Medicine, and Society Program. She served as Chief Public Health Counsel with the Committee on Energy and Commerce in the U.S. House of Representatives from 2009 to 2013 during the passage of the Affordable Care Act. The phrase public health is used often by speakers at the conference. Katz explains the term and how it differs from a discussion of medicine.
Medicine really deals with individuals and their diagnosis and care and treatment. What is wrong with you and what will it take to get you better, or what is right with you and how do we keep you healthy? Public health is really all about populations, not individuals, groups of individuals. What would it take, for example, Native Americans? What are the special healthcare needs of that individual, that particular population? Are some of their needs or some of the challenges they face different from other populations? And how do we address them? So the difference between medicine and public health really is its own field. We're talking about groups, populations of people, and not individuals, as opposed to medicine, where we're thinking about the care and treatment and the health promotion and well-being of individual patients.
Ruth, there's always a track on the Affordable Care Act. It's obviously something that we talk about nationally every single year. How will Spotlight Health deal with that question this time?
Allison, we're very, very excited about what we're going to do on the Affordable Care Act this year. Yes, we always do a session on it because even though the Affordable Care Act has now been on the books for 8 years, every year there's something new to talk about. But this year, rather than the traditional debate of should we keep the Affordable Care Act, should we repeal and replace it, I think everybody's has a very good sense of that debate. What we thought would be very interesting, and we're very excited to have been able to pull together, is really a session that looks back over the last 8 years and reflects upon where we've been and perhaps where we're going to go. So we're very excited and very lucky to have been able to bring together for the first time on the same stage the five congressional chairs, two from the Senate and three from the House of Representatives, all of whom obviously were responsible and deeply involved in the passage of the Affordable Care Act, on the same stage to talk about the law, to look back and say, geez, if you had to do it all over again, what might you do differently? I should add that four of the individuals are retired. The fifth is not running for re-election in 2018. So it's different from the kind of discussion I think you have when you're interviewing members of Congress who are currently in office and are thinking about re-election. These folks are free to take a real look back and speak openly and honestly about the Affordable Care Act, where it's been and perhaps where it's going, because they don't face the prospect of re-election. Again, these five individuals have never been on the same stage. We are just delighted they all accepted our invitation to participate in Spotlight Health for what I think will be one of the real highlights of the entire program.
It's so exciting and so emblematic of that honest, open discussion that we get to hear during Spotlight Health and the Ideas Festival. Ruth, thank you so much for your time today.
Allison, thanks so much.
Ruth Katz is a co-director of the Spotlight Health Conference, celebrating its fifth year this summer. You are listening to Spotlight Health from Aspen Public Radio in partnership with the Aspen Ideas Festival and the Spotlight Health Conference. Our six-week series takes you inside the discussions and the discoveries leading up to the conference. We'll be right back. Peggy Clark is the executive director of the Aspen Institute's Aspen Global Innovators Group and a co-director of the Spotlight Health Conference. She says, just like diseases have no borders, neither should the conference. A global perspective on health has become one of the defining traits of the program.
Well, the U.S. has always been a leader in issues that pertain to the whole world, and there are a number of reasons why we should care about what's happening in global health. One is that for the U.S. as a moral leader in the world, we have a huge role in humanitarian assistance all over the world, particularly in the poorest communities internationally, you know, as well as poor communities in the U.S. But also, I think what we're finding more and more in this interconnected world is that a disease anywhere is a disease everywhere. And we really experienced this, all of us did, during the Ebola crisis recently, where a little boy in, you know, the far, far, far northern part of Liberia was the very first case of Ebola. And we realized that, you know, with the interconnectedness of air travel and the fragility of health systems in so many places in the world, that we all are really tied to each other's fortunes as it relates to ill health. So there are many reasons why we should care, but that's one of the reasons for sure.
Are there particular communities or regions that do consistently get left out of global health discussions?
Well, I think in the U.S. side, most of the low-income communities in the U.S. are hotspots for a multitude of illnesses, many which are preventable diseases, but because people don't have access to healthcare, they have a hard time accessing those things. And internationally, sub-Saharan Africa, it has the highest incidences of under five child mortality, malnutrition, many other endemic diseases that we know the solutions for, but very often people live too far from a health clinic, don't have access to treatments that most of us would consider kind of normal, that we would be able to have them. But this brings me to a point, Allison, which is interesting. Spotlight Health, for those of our listeners who've been in the past, it's really interesting because it's a mix-up of things that are happening on the health front, both in the U.S. and internationally. And on many panels, we have people who are from, for example, low-income communities in Harlem or in inner-city Detroit, as well as people from Africa and Asia and Latin America. So access to healthcare challenges are surprisingly similar in the way families experiencing them all over the world.
So let's talk about the 2018 program. Are there any attendees or sessions you're particularly excited about for this year?
Yeah, well, I, as usual, I'm really excited about everything. Every year, I think it's our best year yet, but I feel very strongly about it. This year, you know, it's a really critical moment for women. We have a number of interesting people. We have Ai-Jen Po, who was the young activist who went to the Academy Awards with Meryl Streep, talking about the Me Too movement with a number of other leaders who have been working hard on that issue. There's a few other surprise guests related to that are in the sort of celebrity status category who've been very active on the Me Too movement that we will likely have with us this year. We have two people talking about redefining masculinity. Really interesting. An older man who's written a number of books on masculinity and a younger actor who will be in conversation together about what that means. We have a really cool session on indigenous knowledge and health. And we have the chief of the Yawanawa tribe in the Amazon in Brazil, who will talk about the health of his people as it relates to their interrelatedness to taking care of the environment. And then he's going to be with a famous anthropologist named Wade Davis, who's written a number of books on indigenous knowledge. And they will both be giving sort of TED-style talks with beautiful, beautiful visuals about what we can be learning from indigenous people as it relates to our own wellness and health. We have a whole track called Healthy Communities. And what's so interesting and fun about this track, and it kind of exemplifies what we try to do at Spotlight Health, is a healthy community is more than just the absence of illness. A healthy community is a place where there's access to physical exercise options, access to safe water, where there's a certain type of social cohesion and connectedness, obviously access to healthcare facilities. So we have some interesting people coming from across the U.S. that are working on this concept of creating more health in their communities. So, for example, we have this incredible woman who's coming from Detroit who is addressing this question of what's often called food deserts. And in low-income communities in the U.S. where there's really no access to healthy fruits and vegetables, and she's creating farmer markets in some of the poorest and most really removed areas in inner city Detroit. And she is just a powerhouse talking about how communities can be healthier in that way, along with some interesting architects who will be talking about how the design of communities can lead to improved health outcomes.
Is it old hat for you at this point? You know, I imagine that breath you took on the before the first session of the first day. Do you still have that moment? What's it going to be like for you on the launch of Spotlight Health 2018?
So that's my favorite part of all. When I take the stage at the very opening of Spotlight Health, where you know, in the majesty of being in Aspen, looking out at the mountains and under the beautiful tent with the multicolored ribbons, and the room is filled with 800 to 900 really, really diverse people. And one of the things I love the most is to say, you know, welcome Spotlight Health, and then to recognize different people in the audience. We have so many interesting young people from all over the world, and to allow them to stand up and applaud. And so the energy is palpable, the feeling of what we're jumping into on the first day. And so that's my favorite part, to have the honor of welcoming and opening Spotlight Health. It's an incredible feeling.
Peggy Clark is the executive director of the Aspen Global Innovators Group and a co-director of Spotlight Health. Peggy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Allison. Great to talk with you.
You've been listening to Spotlight Health 2018, Episode 1. To subscribe to the podcast or search the Spotlight Health archives, go online, aspenpublicradio.org. Tune in next week for Episode 2, The Cutting Edge of Medicine and Health. We hear about funding the newest medical technology, what astrophysics has to do with the human body, and how there are places where the term cutting edge means gathering enough solar power to turn a light on in a hospital. I'm Allison Bechtesh. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Spotlight Health, a partnership with the Aspen Ideas Festival and the Spotlight Health Conference. Join us Tuesdays at 3:30 for conversations with featured speakers from the 2018 festival. Hear from leaders in medical research, patient care, and others on the forefront of health. You can also listen to this series online at aspenpublicradio.org. The 2018 conference runs from June 21st through 24th and features 5 program tracks: The Cutting Edge of Medicine and Science, Healthy Communities, Disrupting Health Systems, Our Planet, Our Health, and Viewpoints. Spotlight Health is a production of Aspen Public Radio News.